Hey everyone. So, months of planning and it is departure day. Guess what? You need a passport. Yes, you are leaving the country. Did I mention that you need a passport? Never mind all the luggage that you're going to pack, remember? You are allowed one 50-pound bag or a carry-on, which could be a small backpack, and along with that a camera bag or a computer bag. On your day of departure, you need to know which terminal you're going to be using, because there is a difference between domestic and international. And most airports that do international have a domestic, but they might be separate terminals. So ensure that you know which one you have to go to for your initial flight. If you're doing a connecting flight, you'll probably go domestic and then you'll arrive at whichever airport for your international. For everything that you do, you really just need your passport to be able to check in. If you have your passport, they can look you up and that's where you'll find your tickets. As a team, you can decide if you're going to meet at check-in where you're going to drop your luggage, or if you're going to meet at the gate. Some people might be way early than others. And so, yeah, using the communication and technology we have this day, you can just communicate and find out where you guys would like to meet. Remember, you need your passport. And for me, that's oftentimes the last thing that I look at, hold on to, put back in my bag, make sure that I have my passport. If you are going to exchange cash for foreign currency, again, make sure that you have the cash. And if you haven't already, get hold of your bank and let them know that you are using your debit card, credit card, or whichever form of electronic payment over in South Africa. And listen, if all else fails, just get on the plane. Once you're on the plane, because once you're on the plane, hey, you can't really get lost. Fantastic. Congratulations, guys. We'll see you on the other side.